Ipswich volleyball coach Stacey Lawrence is with us. State champions again, third straight time. Five-set win over Bellingham yesterday. And, Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much again for having us.
All right. Well, congratulations to you, the team, coaching staff, and so on. It looked like this was a close game yesterday. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think going into it, we knew it was going to be a really good match, right? We had us as a number one seed and Bellingham as a number two seed, whose losses were to very good teams this season. They played a lot like us when we watched them on film, and so we know it was going to be a battle, and it was going to end up being the team that made the least amount of mistakes that ended up winning that title. And so I think those set scores are definitely proof of that, as well as our coming out on top and our experience definitely pulling through for us at the end.
All right. So what kind of stands out? Take us through it a bit and maybe, drop some players' names. We have some of the stats that you provided for us as well, but on this post. But share with us what were some of the big moments in the match yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I think that first set that we ended up winning, coming back and winning the next two, 3 points of that first set to win in what we would call overtime, right, in that set going to 27-25. Was huge. I want to say Tessa Flynn was the one who was in and kind of gave us that lead there going into that second set. And really, we didn't find our momentum until that fourth set. And we think we played really hesitant and tentative and nervous, right? It's pretty nerve-wracking, even though we've been there multiple times, getting to that state final, playing in that gym, and having a team come at us right from the gates, I think kind of shocked us a little bit first. But in the fourth set, really, Claire Bellezza had some really big swings for us to, change the momentum of the game. And from that point on, we had the energy, we had the momentum. Addison Phillips was making some big blocks to the net. Emily Hannibal was playing unreal defense for us in order to let us, continue to play. They had strong outsides who could hit the ball really well. And our right sides did a really good job, too, at setting that block and allowing Emily to get those digs, right? Because we were funneling the ball to her. We were trying to have them target her because I knew that she could handle it. And so our right side, Sophie DiGrappo, Franny Hertz, and Elena Tomic all did a really good job at allowing Emily to make those really good digs.
That last set score, was that 25-9? Was that the score?
15-9, yeah. The set is only the 15, kind of like that tiebreaker. It would be a version of, like penalty kicks or something like that. So the fifth set in volleyball is only to 15. And, yeah, the final score was 15-9.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. All right. How is this team, or how did this team do it differently from the other two state championship teams the last 2 years? What would you say?
I think that it was really the momentum change going into that fourth set was different than probably in previous years. Last year's state final game, it was pretty evenly matched back and forth with two very experienced teams. And so I think our experience in terms of playing in our third state championship and having multiple girls on that court who had played in either one or two of the state final matches really helped us. I think Bellingham, being so young, they had at least three, four underclassmen, sophomore, freshman, and an eighth grader playing on that championship roster. They were only 5-14 going into our last season. They were the 21 seed, and then they ended up, making it to the state finals, which is pretty huge. But us coming in and coming at them in that fourth set, I think, was really, that the determining factor. We didn't give up, and I think it really caught Bellingham by surprise. They're like, wait, like, we had the match. Like, what do you mean we're going to five? Like, and they just steamrolled us 25-16, right? And so I think really the mentality of the kids to fight under pressure and be dominant under that pressure is different. Last year we fought under pressure, and we battled, and we were winning sets by 2-3 points. But this year, when we had that pressure on them, like, we just weren't stepping off the gas.
Right. And for our listeners, you were down 2-1, come back, as you just noted, 25-16 in that fourth set to tie it up, and then the tiebreaker, as we were just talking about, 15-9 to you guys. So, yeah. So tell us what happened afterwards. Or let me ask you about the two bus rides. The bus rides to the Bellingham match, the state championship match, and then the bus ride back. How would they compare and contrast?
Well, definitely on the bus ride there, it's a long bus ride to Worcester State.
Yeah.
And so it was early in the morning for him, right? Our bus left at 8:30 for an 11 o'clock match, and just to kind of, wake up, get team centered. They were doing team stuff, right, doing each other's hair, listening to music, just chit-chatting about game and about life. And then, on the way back, I think it was kind of a lot of the the realization that, like, wow, like, we just did that. Not very many programs on the North Shore are able to do that. And so there was definitely an excitement. There was definitely a level of exhaustion, right? Games like that where you're down and you're battling point for point and it's going 27-25, 25-27, like, that's emotionally draining. Those matches are mentally and emotionally draining, probably more than they are physical, just because you're having to battle back, right? And to be so close in one set to fall and then to come back and win and not having calls go your way, like, that's a whole lot of mental management. So they definitely were exhausted on the ride back home. But it's always really special. You know, the Ipswich community is really great to us. We had Ipswich fire and police ready there at the school and escorted us around town where we had parents, families, community members, fans, you know, all around downtown cheering us on as we were going through town. And it's always super special in order to be able to go and do that. And the fact we've been able to do it 3 years in a row is just such a blessing. And I'm super thankful for the Ipswich community and the kids in the program who have been able to make it, you know, the dynasty that this program is right now.
Yeah, definitely a great story. Fantastic, you know, match yesterday. Here's my last open-ended opportunity for you, Stacey. Anything else you want to share with us about the season, yesterday's state championship game, anything else that, you know, I didn't really ask you about or that you want to share with us at this time?
Yeah, I mean, I think, if anything, I want to thank our seniors. You know, we had five seniors, my three senior captains, Ella Stein, Tess O'Flynn, and Sophie DeGrappo, who have been members of all three state championship rosters and have done an amazing job, you know, setting that leadership role and setting the expectations for our younger kids. Alina Tomic, who is actually an exchange student through the Interact or Rotary Interact program, is from Bosnia and came in and not only was learning a second language, but she was making an impact, too, on the volleyball court. And then Kate Miller, who's been a member of our program for 4 years as well. And I just thank them for all of the time and the effort that they put into our program to, you know, continue to set these expectations that we have. And one thing that's really special about our program is that we're gritty, but they also are a family. And they are able to, you know, lift each other up and to celebrate each other's successes. And I think that really is a staple of Ipswich volleyball and a great thing about the Ipswich community about being so close and about being so small. It can either go one of two ways. You can either hate each other or you can love each other. And I am just so blessed that they happen to love each other and appreciate everything. And I think that definitely is the main reason why we're able to come back in a lot of these down matches, because they just focus on themselves. And yep. It's fighting together and it's playing together with the sport that they love. And I couldn't be more grateful that I have had four amazing seasons in this program and in the community. And I can't wait for the future moving on.
Yeah, no, you definitely captured the story. So thank you so much. Congratulations again to you, the coaches and the players and their families for doing all of this. It's exciting, and hope they enjoy this weekend. And congrats again on the fantastic season.
Thank you very much, and thanks always for the great coverage. We really appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you for your time. Stacey Lawrence, volleyball coach, Ipswich High School, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.